There is evidence this morning of a widening crack in Australia's glass ceiling. Figures released today by the Australian Institute of Company Directors show that in the first 3 months of this year, more women than men were appointed to the boards of our top 200 publicly listed companies. In fact, more than half of all new board appointees have been women. That's up from 33% over the same period last year. It marks the first time in Australian corporate history that female appointments to ASX 200 boards have exceeded male appointments. David Taylor has this.
Gay McGrath sits on three large publicly listed company boards, so she's on the front line of a push for greater gender diversity around the boardroom table.
I think that the message of the value of gender diversity on boards has really hit home, particularly across the ASX 200, and we've seen a number of parties really agitating for this change. So it's not just the boards themselves, but in particular, the investor community are really asking for this, and we're starting to see that reaction.
Well, you're right there at the coalface. Can you give us a sense of whether you have seen more women appointed to boards?
Certainly, with vacancies that are coming up, diversity in general, and in particular gender diversity, is a critical part of the equation to make sure that we are having a range of voices around the table. And the boards have seen the value of having that diversity, and particularly having more women on the board. So it's definitely part of every conversation about around succession planning.
The Australian Institute of Company Directors, the 30% Club, a lobby group campaigning for 30% of women on ASX 200 boards by the end of 2018, and investor groups have all ramped up their efforts this year to get more women on boards. AICD Chairman Elizabeth Proust.
We've been joined by senior chairs of ASX companies, by senior directors who've been a force at work arguing the business case for greater diversity on our boards.
Ms. Proust believes boards are finally getting the message about diversity and why it's important for the future of good governance.
It's had its frustrating moments. I think that it was slow going at first, and there were only a few years ago more than 60 of the ASX 200 boards with no women on it. And there was a point where certainly it seemed that the message wasn't getting through. But in all of these journeys, you reach a tipping point, and I think we've reached it.
Well, what makes you so confident that you've reached a tipping point, though, to use your words? Because this really is only one quarter.
It is one quarter, but last year, across the whole year, the rate of appointment of women was 36%. Previous year was 44%. What we've done now is to surge past 50%. Clearly, you and I could talk in 3 months' time, and we can debate whether the 50% was a trend or a spike. We won't know for a while, but it is certainly encouraging.
So what's happening at the board level that's seeing more women at the decision-making table? Elizabeth Proust says boards are seeing the potential for a boost to the company's bottom line.
It's largely been arguing the case for greater gender diversity as a business case, not an equity case.
Oh yes, there's a significant change.
That's Thomas Clark. He's a professor of management at the University of Technology, Sydney. He claims boards are afraid of a gender diversity quota being imposed, and that's driving some of this change.
They know if they don't achieve these targets of greater participation of women, there will be a campaign for quotas of women on their boards. And no one really prefers that in Australia.
The ABC asked the Minister for Women, Kelly O'Dwyer, if indeed she has any plans to introduce a bill for a quota for women at the board level.
Well, certainly when we look at the government boards, we have applied a target, and every time that we've applied a target, we've been able to not only reach that target but exceed it. That's why we have now got a new target for 50%, given that we're over the 40% target, and we're looking to achieve that target, we hope, in the not-too-distant future.
Yeah, Minister, though, would you ever consider introducing legislation, though, into Parliament to provide quotas for women in the private sector?
Well, as I said, I think the government's been leading by example. I certainly am very encouraged by the figures that we have seen. But I certainly welcome the progress that we've seen to date. And I think a 50% target is clearly what everybody hopes to achieve.
While gender diversity quotas in the private sector aren't likely anytime soon, Thomas Clark believes more needs to be done to sell the value of diversity at the board level.
I think once they get used to the shock of having women on their boards, they discover that it strengthens the board. It gives the board new talents and new perspectives. And many companies are now realising this, not just in Australia, but right across the world.
Is there genuinely a shock in the boardroom, or are you just saying that to be funny?
I'm afraid it's often genuinely a shock.
Is it still that much of a boys' club?
Oh, yes. In many quarters, it would psychologically still be very much the boys' club. But certainly, it's a cultural change, which is overdue and which is now happening.
And while there's solid evidence that more Australian women are reaching the board level of publicly listed companies, there's still a glaring absence of women among middle management and senior executive ranks.
Well, several of the leading women directors in Australia say this. They say, you know, it's important to get women participating on boards, but it's much more important to get them running the companies in executive roles. And still, we're doing very little of that in Australia. The number, someone worked out that the number of women who are CEOs in the ASX 200 was fewer than the number of men, Paul Stephen.
Board director Gay McGrath agrees with that and says while it's great to see more women at the board level, having more women among senior management ranks is vital for the health of corporate Australia.
That's absolutely true. And that is really where the next area of focus needs to be. So there's a lot more that we as boards need to do to ensure that we have the appropriate support and cultural environment that allow women to thrive and seek out those careers in those line management roles.
Well, do you think that's where the sexual discrimination really lies, though? Because clearly the emphasis has been on more boards, more women at the board level. Do you think the sexual discrimination really has its sting at that executive level still?
Well, I think it's more about the cultural environment. And I really enjoyed reading Catherine Fox's book about Stop Fixing Women, because we really need to challenge ourselves about what is the culture that enables women to be successful, to realise their potential. And it's not about trying to make women more like men, but it's trying to make an environment that enables those women to truly shine and realise what they can do to contribute across all of our organisations.
Company Director Gay McGrath ending that report from our business reporter David Taylor. Fascinating development there across business. One text in this morning in response to that story says, hooray, about time. I'm sure there's lots of you that would agree with that.